a farm writer has sent word. They would like to understand more. What is Vedic organic agriculture? There are already many organic farmers in the world, but what is the difference between an organic farmer and a Vedic organic farmer? And what would be the value for the farmer and for those who eat the food of Vedic organic agriculture that Maharshi has introduced? This from a farm writer.
Organic farming implies no chemicals means no negativity. The grains or the fruits, whatever is produced, it does not have the fertilizing influence from poisonous fields, chemicals not there, harmful things not there, side effects not there. This is organic. That means devoid of negativity. This is organic. Vedic organic. Vedic means pertaining to knowledge. Pertaining to knowledge. I give you an example. One would speak something. Speak a sentence which does not have negative implications. The other kind of sentence you speak is that it has positive implications in it. One has no negative influence in it, and one has positive influence in it. Vedic farm, Vedic organic means there is something addition of positive value. And the positive addition is that of knowledge. Knowledge means progression. Wherever there is more knowledge, there is more creativity, more expansion, more evolution. So Vedic organic means that organic which is plus in the sense of positivity. Other organic means it is not negative. So one is lack of negativity, but we think that is not enough. Plus of positivity, that is why we started to make use of the vibrations of Vedic literature. And Vedic literature means natural law, supportive to evolution. Supportive to evolution. Vedic organic means supportive to evolution, and organic means non-harmful. Non-harmful is organic, but non-harmful is not enough. Plus positive will be more. This is the difference between Vedic organic and ordinary organic. Now one more point I bring out. Huge amount of scientific research has been done to show that pleasant music not only charms the human ears and human mind, human intellect, but it charms the plants also. Pleasant music is promotional to progress. That means more positive, more positive. Vedic melodies are those which are at the basis of the physical structure. So when they are supplied, when the music, Vedic music, Vedic melodies is played to the plants, then the plants feel more pleasant, and in their growth, due to this increased pleasantness, what grows is what we call nutrients. Nutrients develop more thoroughly and faster growth when plants are exposed to pleasant music. This is huge amount of research. Everyone almost knows it. So the Vedic music, Vedic melodies are at the basis of existence, always promoting progress, progress, evolution, 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 evolution. So in this way, Vedic organic is plus something. And ordinary organic is non-negative. You don't supply chemicals and don't supply poison. But you don't supply in the organic. You don't supply the positive influence, and therefore you don't create more nutrients in that. That is the difference between Vedic organic and between ordinary organic. It's a big difference. The thing is the same. But inside, quality is more healthy, more nutritious, more promotion to evolution, more healthy, that's all, more healthy. Vedic organic is the thing. As it becomes popular in the world, only Vedic organic will be the prevailing system of growing crops and fruits for the farmers. It's a very good question. It's a very good question. It's a very beautiful question.